Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. And the good news is that we now have over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. During the first hour from 2 to 2:30 p.m. today, Seattle time, I'll be interviewing Charlie Cardinal, who's a wonderful musician and psychic, and Michiko Hayashi, the Modal Peace Project in Tokyo, and several others who will be speaking at my 5th Annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. The conference will be held April 12th to the 14th. The first day of the conference on Friday, April 12th, is free, with $125 for Saturday and Sunday, April 13th and 14th. The conference will be held at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia. And also, we'll also be offering specialized hot oil treatment sessions during the conference. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can find registration information at our conference website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Then from 2:30 to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing Tom Palladino, who's a wonderful scalar energy from healer from Florida. He'll be one of the speakers giving a presentation at my conference on Sunday, April 14th. And after that, from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing Judy Kelly, who's one of America's best psychics, live from her home in the Los Angeles area. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150 and just .com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your wonderful help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. With that, I'd like to really thank my friends Corey and Saul in Kirkland for their fantastic support, as well as my friends Marion Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jenna in London, England, Jan Erik and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who's helped me raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, as well as Sue in Ontario, Canada. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers. Any advertising on the program, well, you'll have a worldwide coverage with many, many listeners. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, providing support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, and my earthly family and angelic family, and KKNW and Eric, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Please send lots of love, light, and positive energy to my friend Carol, who was in a car accident recently. I know that your good positive energy will really, really help her. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell at 509-750-9793. My upcoming 5th Annual Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held on April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Olympia, Washington, with some of the world's most famous healers and UFO people. If you'd like more details, please visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Also, before the conference, on Thursday, April 11th, we'll have a special meditation for world peace at the Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia with famous French Hollywood film director Emmanuel Eiter. He's well known in Hollywood. He's produced many spiritual films. And Michiko Hayashi of the Modal Peace Project. The ceremony will begin about 7 p.m. And after that, we'll have a meet and greet potluck. For more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's free, and I hope you can come. After the conference, I'll be taking a small group of people to visit sacred sites and meet with Hopi elders in Arizona from April 21st to April 28, 2019. We'll meet in Sedona about 12 noon, and then head north to the Hopi. The cost is just $200 per person, with proceeds going to the Hopi for clean water, and the other half of the proceeds going to the nonprofit children's charity, the Modal Peace Project. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also have some wonderful psychic and spiritual affairs coming up I wanted to talk to you about. This just came up just within the last 24 hours. 9 days from today, on Sunday, April 7th, from 8 to 9 p.m., I'll be giving a presentation, an update from my book, Messages from the Masters, with messages from Albert Einstein, John F. Kennedy, and Nostradamus, and others, at the Gateway Portal at 10401 Venice Boulevard, Suite 202 in beautiful Los Angeles. The famous French psychic Sarah Jean Sibley will be joining me, and Michiko Hayashi will also be giving her presentation on Messages from Water from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. that evening. The cost is just $10 per person, and I hope you can come. If you like, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. If you are in the Los Angeles area, I would really enjoy meeting you. I will also be returning to Mount Shasta from July 2nd through July 8th, and again from September 5th to the 11th. Mount Shasta is a very special and magical place where miracle healings occur from the Talosians and the beautiful people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. We always see many Sasquatch and UFOs flying around Mount Shasta. And last September, where I've talked before, the Talosians gave me a miracle healing. I call it miracle because they fixed my eyesight in my right eye. Previous to last year, I had 20/50 vision, blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye. And after the healing they gave me, they restored my eyesight to 20/10 crystal clear vision. I don't need glasses. And it was a miracle. And they said that other miracle healings will be happening on my trip this coming year. The cost is only $200 per person, includes free camping. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, Denise Barlett is one of the sponsors of this program. She's a wonderful lady who offers hotter water healing and life coaching sessions in the Portland, Oregon area. Her website is www.hihado.com. She's a certified Hado instructor, and I urge you to contact her if you'd like to try one of her wonderful products. Her phone number is 425-306-6316, or her email is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, .Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, at hihado.com. Now, first, I'd like to bring on acknowledge Michiko's here in the studio. She'll be giving a presentation. And also like to bring on Charlie Cardinal, a talented musician. We'll need to reach Charlie here in just a minute. I think I needed to tell Eric he was coming on, so my mistake. Okay, yeah. If you could play his song first, that would be great, and then we're going to bring on Charlie here to talk about his wonderful work.
Actions, thoughts, and words are an energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. Now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air, holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. We are all united, simple but profound.
Hello, friends. Isn't that a beautiful song? It's all about Dr. Emoto. And Charlie, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get inspired to write this song about Dr. Emoto?
Well, I met Michi Michiko at the East Eddy Ranch in Mount Adams, and learned shortly after that about Dr. Emoto's work, and found it to be very fascinating and wonderful news to be able to share to the world. And I found music as a universal language. And so I thought, I was thinking about writing a song, and then one of my friends asked me to write a song about the Dr. Emoto's work. And so I just sat down and got the information about what he had done and put it into my kind of my computer brain and created the song.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Charlie, if you don't mind me saying so, I'd like to say some good things about you. You're a fantastic musician and a fantastic psychic as well. You'll be participating in my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference on April 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yes, I will.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, for those interested, Charlie lives in the Lakewood area in Tacoma, and he'll be coming down for my conference. We'll have a lot of wonderful people there. And Charlie, why don't you just stay on if you'd like? I'm going to bring on Michiko now. And she's going to talk about a little bit about her work and the Hotto treatment sessions. Michiko, go ahead and introduce yourself to my audience.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Michi.
It's good to talk to you here. Thank you so much for making that beautiful song about Dr. Emoto.
I'm so glad that you can use it to get the message out, because it's a very, very important message.
Thank you. I agree. And I'm so... I'm honored to be here and to give my presentation during Ted's Galactic Wisdom Conference as well.
Yeah, that's quite a presentation to see for those who haven't seen it. It's very informative and very educational.
Thank you.
Well, she'll be giving her presentation late morning on Saturday, April 13th. But the first person on will be actually, he's been at my conferences before, but Jerry Pollack, who's one of the, he's a professor of bioengineering here at the University of Washington in Seattle. But for those of us here in the Seattle area and don't realize it, Professor Pollack is one of the world's most famous water scientists.
Yep.
And he goes beyond third-dimensional physics and third-dimensional analysis of water, and he discovered what he calls the fourth phase of water, mm-hmm. which is not liquid, solid, or gaseous states. But he said that it does have memory, and it can be very useful in storing information, retrieving information. And in the future, it can be also used for improving people's health. And I guess this comes back to the Hotto sessions that you do. Tell us a little bit about, Michi, about what Dr. Emoto discovered about vibrations and Hotto, and how people can be helped with the Hotto treatment sessions.
Okay. Well, Dr. Emoto was the doctor of alternative medicine before he started to get into a water study. And at that time, he said that everything is vibration. When we are, our balance of the body, whole every part of the body has its own intrinsic frequency or vibration. We call it Hotto. And if it's not in balance, then that's how we start to have problems. And to make it in harmony or in resonance with the frequency that every part of the parts of the body is supposed to have, supposed to be, he detected the root cause of the problem that patient had or everybody had, and transmitted information to cancel out their negative information, which was the root cause of the problem, and then imprinted water to make the structured, personalized water for a patient to drink. And that's how he treated everyone.
Well, and, you know, for some of those first listening to this, it may sound like science fiction, friends, but it actually does work. And Dr. Emoto treated something like 10,000 people before he passed away in October 2014. And Michiko uses the same healing techniques for hotter water.
Right.
And on that note, for those of you interested, Professor Albert Einstein reminds me to play the tuning fork now. The tuning, actually, there is a frequency of love, friends, and that frequency is 528 hertz. And what's interesting is that recently, during the last couple of months, on some places on this planet Earth, the frequencies went to well over 1,000 hertz. And it's, so we've gone, you know, way, way above the frequency of love. And so what we're going to do is that we've got tuning forks here. We've actually got 528 hertz tuning forks. And I've got a love crystal, as I call it, love crystal from Mount Shasta, but it's a crystal from Mount Shasta, and it's full of love and light from Lemuria and the Talosians. So when I hit both together, you spread love everywhere. So go ahead, Mitch, you've got one, and I've got one. We're going to hit this now, and we'll be spreading love all around the planet, more than 90 countries. Go ahead. It's amazing, really, to think about it, but I don't know how our Earth scientists discovered that 528 hertz is the frequency of love, but they found it, and it is the frequency of love. And when you play that, you all feel better. You were going to talk about Pay It Forward, and also what?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Pay Forward. Actually, Dr. Emoto is one of the students. And he's a movie producer in Japan,
right,
who made a movie called Stone Age that was based on Dr. Emoto's story of healing people using water and Hado vibration. And about 7 years ago, he started to do this event called Pay Forward event. What mm-hmm. it is nowadays people are trying to only receive and gain things. But he thought that giving is more important. So by giving, we feel more love, we feel more abundance, we feel more happiness. And so for 7 years, he does this event called Pay Forward event. Mm-hmm. And this event, I gave my presentation during that this past Pay Forward event, and it was so beautiful because everyone in that venue, I mean, no one had to pay, but everybody wanted to pay for that event at the end, mm-hmm. even including presenters.
Mm-hmm.
And by giving movie producer discovered that Harvard University, some of the teams of the Harvard University do the research giving, and he discovered that people who give feel more happiness, and also actually they end up getting more money. So giving, so he said he knows that giving energy or giving economy really makes everything more abundant and happiness and harmony. And I thought it was so beautiful.
Isn't that interesting? Service to others yields more spiritual benefits than service to self.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically, that's great. That's great. Charlie, what do you think of that?
Very, very good to hear that. And it also helps people understand the wisdom that I got from Dr. Emoto is the valid proof, almost the existence of God within each of us, because mm-hmm. like you said, everything we think, do, and say affects what happens to the water.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's why I wrote the song, because it's really important that people understand that. It's not just what we say and do, but everything we think,
mm-hmm.
say,
mm-hmm.
and because do affects everything, the water within us and the water within all of life on the earth.
Exactly.
Or in creation.
Uh-huh. And, you know, water is life. Water is also God, too. That's what Dr. Emoto used to say.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost proof of God.
Yes. And everything, I mean, everything we feel, everything we think, everything we say, everything around us, everything is vibration. That means energy.
Well, my next guest in about 10 minutes is a wonderful fellow named Tom Palladino. And he uses vibration too with his scalar energy healing techniques. But we'll go on to Tom in a few minutes about that. But one of the things that President Kennedy has told me time and again is that once people realize that we all have the spark of the supreme being or the or God within us, we'll stop fighting. Because if you have an argument with your neighbor, or if you're in a fight with another country, you're really just hurting yourself, because everyone is linked together and we are all one. And he's also said, too, that as you go up the dimensional scale, we're in third dimension. We're headed now to the fourth and then fifth dimension, on our way to becoming one with the supreme being at the 12th dimension. But as you go higher and higher into the dimensional levels, you realize that we are, in fact, all one, and there's no need for fighting and conflict.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is so true.
Great, Charlie. Do you think you were divinely inspired by Dr. Emoto to write that? Did you have some help from some angels to write that song?
Oh, yeah. I tuned into the words and then just sat down, and basically the song came to me. I can way I can describe it. It's just, I just tune into the energy of things, and then I get the communication from the
from Dr. Emoto.
from Dr. Emoto, right. And all the spirits around me that influence me in the creating the music I do.
Well, that's great. Have you been inspired to write any more songs at all?
Oh, yeah, I've written lots of songs. In fact, if people just go to Charlie Cardinal and put music in the YouTube, you can hear the three CDs that I've released, and also some individual songs that I have written. One I actually wrote for a man that was running for the lieutenant governor of Washington State. And I did the same thing. I just tune into the person and learn about their life and everything, and the music just comes to me.
Oh, that's.
And I think that the water in us is the way that kind of explains how empathic and psychic people can pick up what other people are experiencing and the messages that come through.
Yeah.
Because that's because you're tuning into the water of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, we're all, 70% water? The earth is 70% water, and our bodies are 70% water. Could you talk?
Our brain is about 80 to 90% water. Our blood, at the molecular level, in our blood is 99% water. Cells, too, 80 to 70, 90% water. Mm-hmm. We are really water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
So, in fact, they don't even know what water really is. We know what it's composed of.
Uh-huh.
But what water really is has never been really discovered.
Mm-hmm.
It just came to be.
from the universe.
Well, didn't Dr. Emoto say that God is water or water is God?
Water is God.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, water is God because water is telling us, it's a messenger of God, God's messenger, and showing us that everything is vibration, whether it's good or not. It in the form of crystal forms, and water is showing what kind of vibration it is. And also, water, as we are connected to water, knowing what water is, our vibration goes higher and higher. That means we are ascending even better and faster. So, you know, water is God.
I have... I'm sorry, Eric, I didn't give you more advance notice about that, but I have a big supporter of the Emoto Project on the line now, Carolyn White, and it's also her birthday today, so I thought we'd all sing happy birthday to her. Carolyn, are you there?
I certainly am. Good afternoon, and welcome everybody that's on the show.
Well, thanks,
Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn, this is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Michi.
Hey, Michi.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, well, today I'm celebrating. thank you. I'm celebrating 67 years.
Ooh, beautiful.
My goodness. Well,
you look so much younger.
That's great. Well, Carolyn White is a fantastic aura reader and psychic. Her and her husband, Jerry, of course, will be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month. She'll also be giving a presentation on Sunday, April 14th. And I wanted to squeeze you in, Carolyn, so we could all sing happy birthday to you. I'm asking all my listeners around the world to please send lots of love and light and positive good birthday wishes to Carolyn. And Carolyn, we don't have much time, but if you wanted to say a few words of wisdom, that would be great.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate all the warm, loving, heartfelt wishes. And I just wanted to let everybody know that it's just really awesome if you could come to the Galactic Wisdom Conference here in Olympia. There's so much good energy. Every year that people are there, when they leave, it's just they're all glowing with this warm, beautiful, loving energy. And I think that my word of wisdom is, if everyone today could commit a random act of kindness.
Exactly.
Send love out. And even if you can't talk directly to a person, look at the person then just from your heart and radiate out a nice, loving energy. Imagine that you're sending a rainbow from either your heart to the other person's heart or from your third eye to the other person's third eye.
Oh.
And just send that beautiful, loving energy out. And I think this is it. Because everyone, it's up to each one of us individually to change the world. And when we do, Jerry and I, with our aura and chakra photos and intuitive readings, is that we're changing the world one person at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
beautiful, Carolyn.
I totally, totally agree.
Yeah, I
beautiful.
Appreciate you so much for saying that. Well, Carolyn, on behalf of all my listeners worldwide, we're sending you lots of love and light and best wishes for a wonderful and really fantastic birthday today.
Yeah. We'll see you later.
Oh, yeah. See
happy
you later. Thank
you
so much.
Happy
and,
birthday
and
to
just
you.
Just imagine that, you know, as you're breathing in, just imagine you're breathing in some beautiful kind of gold-flecked pink energy mm-hmm. into your heart. And as you exhale, just exhale that around in your aura, and just around, imagine that it's going around Gaia and Mother Earth, because she needs our love.
Oh,
she needs our love
yes.
and compassion. And like you were saying earlier with water, water is God. If we didn't have water, we wouldn't be
no,
here.
That's no,
right.
one would.
There
nothing would be able
That's
to
right.
live.
That's right.
Right. We'd be and you know.
So simple, but a profound truth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Mother Earth really needs our love and gratitude and
mm-hmm.
respect.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't want to take it granted that we're living here on this earth. We appreciate it. We give the loving energy and beautiful appreciation to the Mother Earth.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Carolyn, on behalf of all my listeners worldwide, I hope you have a wonderful and really happy birthday today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. And thanks so much, and love to everybody.
All right, great. And listeners, I want to let you know that you'll be able to meet Carolyn and Jerry, as well as all of us here, at my conference next month. If you don't have any money, come on down anyway, because Friday, April 12th is free. We also, the conference continues for on April 13th and as well as the 14th as well. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for coming on. Really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate
it. Take care.
Too.
Love to all.
Thank you, Carolyn. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charlie.
I've seen at that conference there's a wealth of knowledge and wisdom you'll gain by going to it, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You can stay on, Charlie, if you like. I'm going to bring on Tom Palladino, and we'll bring him on and talk about his wonderful scalar healing work. Tom, are you there?
I am. Hello, Ted.
Oh, hi, Tom. How you doing there?
All is well. Thank you.
Well, let me say a bunch of nice things about you. It'll last about 25 minutes, and then I can let you speak for about 1 minute if you like.
Okay.
Tom is a scalar energy researcher. He has a free healing program. That's right, FREE, Free Healing Program, and has 25 years experience in helping people with pathogenic infection. His research and work with scalar energy began with his undergraduate years. He was inspired by many famous scientists, including Nikola Tesla. And with that inspiration, he pursued an independent course of study to find out how he could help people using the Tesla energy methods. Scalar energy is also known as prana, chi, radiant energy, zero-point energy, orgone. After years of experimentation modification, he's developed a technique using scalar energy that transmutes pathogens quickly and painlessly. And basically, he takes someone's picture, runs it through his equipment, and people start. The bottom line is that they start feeling much, much better, and many do get healed. And what's been amazing, Tom, is that you've been His pathogenic cleanse currently disassembles over 400,000 pathogens for humans and animals. His nutrient therapy delivers 321 essential nutrients to the cells of animals and humans. And the chakra balance harmonizes the body for humans and animals. I'm so blessed. We're so blessed to have Tom as a speaker at my Galactic Wisdom Conference. You'll be able to meet him in person if you like. And you can his website for more information is www.scalarlight, scalarlight.com. And you can also call his office at area code 805-364-3051. We'll be giving that out at the end of the hour, too. And, well, I didn't need 25 minutes after all. We have a lot of time left, Tom. how are you today?
It's a pleasure, Ted. It's great. It's a pleasure to be with you once again. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good. I'm so glad you could come on today. Tell us a little bit about your work and especially about the how you've been able to help people with HIV in Africa.
Sure. Thanks again, Ted, for the invite.
Sure.
Well, I'm working with scientific instruments. You can call them Tesla instruments or scalar instruments. And we're working with an energy system, scalar light, that's not electromagnetic in nature. We're working with a different spectrum. And with these instruments, we can easily destroy, break apart a virus or a bacterium. And as Ted mentioned, we're working with these instruments in Africa. We're able to break apart viruses, bacteria, different types of protozoan, parasites. So what I'm initiating is a new way of healing. A scalar light process is a painless process. We work with people remotely by way of a photograph. In other words, people will send a photograph of their skin, any part of their body, and we can work with it remotely and send a signal to them. And that signal, in so doing, will break apart, will destroy a pathogen, such as a germ, such as a virus, a bacterium, as I mentioned. So what I'm announcing is we have the answer. We have the ability to eradicate microbes, germs, from the human body. And we do it in a painless fashion, all by way of photographs. Now, Ted and I have often considered what the ramifications are of scalar energy, scalar technology, and we know that we have a duty to honor Nikola Tesla and to continue on with his work. So what we envision is a world of new technology, scalar technology, that's going to change everything, that will make things affordable, right, that will level the playing field, that will put an end to these monopolies.
Right.
So this is the beginning of that triumph. We see this God force energy now being accepted by man.
Well, and what's interesting is Michiko Hayashi is with me here in the studio. She says hi to you.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Michiko.
Yeah, and both of you, I mean, it's interesting. Michiko does, her office does the Hado treatments, which is vibration. And you also are working on vibration, if you will. It's an energy pattern that you use through Dr. Tesla's, Nikolai Tesla's work. But you're really talking about, I think, maybe the same thing. And what's amazing to me is that I've seen the reports you've sent me about HIV, and people actually been healed from HIV using your scalar techniques. I mean, it's gone, completely gone.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Completely
we can
break
apart the HIV virus.
Right.
Ted and I have considered, again, the ramifications, what this means for mankind.
Right.
And we hope that this serves as a clarion call, people to get Now, we finally have an answer to these diseases that were once incurable.
Right, right. One of the things, when you tell people that it's a free program, do you think it's hard sometimes for people to wrap their head around that, something that's free and it works?
It's different, Ted. Let's face it. Some people have a difficult time abstracting. Again, this is a different type of energy. It's not electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back 100 years. If you told people that you would have a cell phone, everybody would have a cell phone and a computer,
right,
and be flying around in airplanes, that would be hard for some people to digest. But
oh, I'm sure.
It's a reality, and here we are today. This is progress. This is technology.
Mm-hmm. Randy Kramer, I've interviewed him on my show before. He was with the Secret Space Program for 20 years. He talked about how they use computers to regenerate people's arms and limbs and bodies. And they do it. Don't ask me how they do it, but he also mentioned they do it through vibrations as well. So we're all talking about the same thing. And he said that people in the program, anybody who gets cancer, they send them to one of these beds. They reprogram the vibrations in their body and poof, the cancer is gone. So it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're all talking the same thing. And this was done, of course, without lots of expensive chemotherapy, which only works like 3% of the time. It's a new way of healing people. And I am so excited for the future, Tom, that you're doing this, and Michiko too. You're all doing this kind of work.
Thank you, Ted. It's a blessing. It's a labor of love, but it's something that I embrace.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to mention another program that we have now, Ted, really quickly.
Okay.
There is a tree in Hawaii. It's called the Ohia tree, O-H-I-A, Ohia tree.
Okay.
And it's suffering from a fungal infection. Well, we have a grassroots movement in which we're photographing the Ohia tree, and we're able to eradicate the fungus that is infecting these trees.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're seeing that some progress, that some of these trees that were close to death are now coming back.
Wow.
These trees in Hawaii are, if you will, getting a second chance. So not only do we work with...
Can you hear...
Because we can eradicate pathogens from...
Sure. Can you hear us okay, Tom? You're breaking up there, my friend.
I can hear you very well.
Okay, good. Yeah, you broke up the last sentence there. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I'll just reiterate. We're working with the Ohia trees of Hawaii.
Okay.
And we're able to eradicate the fungus that is causing what is known as rapid Ohia death. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's fantastic. I've heard that the Hawaiians have been very concerned about that, and so you'll be a hero the next time you go to Hawaii, Tom. They'll welcome you with all kinds of leis, and you'll be celebrated as a hero, because that tree is very sacred to the native Hawaiians.
Yes.
And very important, too, to their culture.
You're absolutely right, Ted. It's considered a sacred tree amongst the Hawaiians. They revere it.
Wow. Wow, my goodness. Well, so how have you been doing this? Did you take a piece of bark from the tree, or did you take pictures of the tree and run it through your system?
All we need are photographs, Ted. In order to successfully administer this energy, all we need is a photograph of a person, some part of their skin,
okay,
or a photograph of a tree, some photograph of a part of a tree. You don't have to photograph the entire tree.
Right.
Because when you're treating an organism,
mm-hmm,
entire organism is treated, is connected with this energy.
Yeah.
Right.
So imagine
right.
what we're saying here.
Right.
We can reach people anywhere in the world by way of a photograph. You don't have to travel to a hospital or a clinic.
That's right.
Daily life will find you by way of your photograph and then send the necessary signal into your body to break down, to eradicate germs in your body.
Mm-hmm.
This is the healing of the future now.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And all people need to do is just send their picture to your website, which is...
That's correct. I'll give my website. It's scalarlight.com. I'll spell it. S-C-A-L-A-R. The website is scalarlight.com. This is the website. At the very top of the website, you'll see a banner that says free trial.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. Click the trial. And you can send photographs of your entire family, include your pet.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, does the person, when they do this program, Tom, do you need their consent to do it? Or can somebody send in a friend and they not tell them about it and help them out? Or is it better to get their permission?
We want their consent. If you're of the age of reason, you should give your consent. If
there's
the parent acting on behalf of their child, that's different. But we want people to provide their consent.
Now, one thing, if you don't mind me saying this, Tom, about you, one thing I really like about you is that you've spent years developing this technology, and you encourage people, for example, in Africa who have HIV and other diseases to send in their pictures to you. And then you've gotten documented evidence back saying that the HIV in their bodies have disappeared. Gone.
Correct.
And once it's gone, it doesn't return, does it?
That's correct.
Okay.
That once you shatter the genome, once you fragment a virus, it ceases to exist.
Mm-hmm. I guess my next question is, why isn't this being done by more people than just yourself worldwide?
Ted, you and I know the answer to that. And let's be candid. Even though this is a great technology and many people can benefit from it,
right. There
are powers that be that don't want this. It's a threat to their money and power.
Mm-hmm.
So, sadly, mankind suffers in order for some people, the elite, in order for the elite to keep their money and power.
Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you I think I mentioned this before in my show, Tom, but I'll mention this to you. The story of Valiant Thor, who visited President Eisenhower in 1957. He was from the Pleiades, and he was a representative of the Galactic Alliance. And he offered President Eisenhower and his administration spiritual advancement and a planet free of disease, free of poverty, and free of oil, with free energy. And President Eisenhower actually liked him. He gave him an apartment at the Pentagon for 3 years until 1960. But Richard Nixon, back then the vice president, was against it because he said he had many friends in the pharmaceutical industry and medical doctors who he was afraid that they'd lose their jobs. And so he was against it, and Nixon helped block it. So that was unfortunate, and I think probably, I'm not sure what kind of technology Valiant Thor was offering the U.S. government back then, but it's a shame that that wasn't accepted, because we would have a very different life nowadays.
You're right, and much of what Tesla discovered, Nikola Tesla, the great scientist, of Tesla's inventions and other inventors, their research has been suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
This is now being common knowledge. People understand skullduggery of the governments around the world.
Mm.
Our progress is being suppressed.
Mm-hmm. It is, but you know what? Good times are coming. I know they are.
Right.
And they're good times are coming, Tom, because of people like you and me and Mitchko and everyone listening to this show today, because the kind of changes that President Kennedy and many people tried to get good people back in the early 60s and late 50s tried to get in this country and elsewhere around the world was coming from the top down. But now, because it's the destiny of this planet to ascend into the fourth and then fifth dimension, the changes now are now coming from the bottom up. And there's many more of us rather than them. And more and more people are waking up, too, that there's are alternative ways to make this a better planet. We don't have to live in poverty. We can have free energy, and we can also have a healthcare system where disease is eliminated. This is what Valiant Thor offered the United States government back in 1957, which Richard Nixon put a stop to. But we can have that now, and you're discovering it now, Tom. Took many years, of course, but I think this is inevitable destiny of the planet and humanity on this planet for a much better and brighter and happier future.
Well put. The future beckons. The future is ours, and the people will rise to the occasion. We know that's coming.
I have to ask you, your pathogenic cleanse program, you said it currently disassembles over 400,000 pathogens for humans and animals.
That's right.
How many hundreds of years have you been working on this, or how long have you been working on
this? In my life, Ted.
Uh-huh.
In theory, I've been working on this for 40 years, in practice, 30. So it's been a labor of love throughout my entire life.
Sure.
I wouldn't change it for the world, but any type of research, including most prominently, groundbreaking research, predominantly is really time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because everything has to be discovered. And none of this has ever been discovered or put into practice. So principally, when you're working with groundbreaking research, it's time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lifetime.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are some of the new programs you have for people? And I know you've got quite a bit here in terms of your research. And what other kinds of diseases have you been able to help?
Sure. We have programs that in which we're able to create, assemble in the body, transmitter. Mm-hmm. And those happy chemicals, as we call them, people have a change in their mood. Many people say that they have an elevation of their mood, of their spirit. They're happier.
Right.
Or they have a greater sense of mental clarity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of our new therapies, endorphins and neurotransmitters. Now, to go back to your earlier comment, yes, our current ability, we can destroy 400,000 species of germs.
Mm-hmm.
So those species of germs, microbes that we can eradicate, are responsible for thousands of pathogenic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's quite simple. If you can eradicate the causative agent of disease, you no longer have that disease.
Mm, that's true.
And that's my declaration. That's what I'm stating. We can break apart and destroy the herpes virus.
Wow.
Well, if you don't have the herpes virus in your body, you don't have to worry.
Right.
It's been eradicated.
Right. Right. That's amazing. Have you been approached by any companies to maybe for them to adopt your healing techniques, or have you been provided any private corporate help in your research?
Nothing, Ted.
Nothing.
It's been a complete suppression.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
It's people. It's only a grassroots effort, and people like yourself, and are forward thinking, but certainly not the government. The government hasn't approached me, nor has academia or business or any foundation.
I see.
It's a complete suppression.
And you've also got, you've got hard science proving your results, don't you?
That's right, Ted. We have diagnostic tests that prove we can eradicate microbes. You would think this would be headline news, but with the suppression once again today and the censorship, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Right. I know that you told me before that you once showed me a picture on your web page, Tom, where you had like, must have been hundreds of thousands of pictures of people from Africa,
right,
all of whom were ill with HIV or other diseases.
Yeah.
And is it an overstatement to say that you helped them all or most of them? Okay.
Yes. Why? Because we're working with energy that's fundamental. So mm-hmm. these instruments can perform function. That function is to eradicate germs.
Right.
What Ted is alluding to is this. Over the past 2 years, we've probably treated about 30, 40 million people in Africa.
Wow.
And you say to yourself, how is that possible? Well,
right,
we have volunteers who go town to town taking photographs of people.
Wow. Wow, 30 to 40 million people in Africa? My goodness.
That's correct.
Why isn't this front page news in our papers here in the U.S.?
That's the suppression.
Oh,
that's the suppression. We have many diagnostic tests from Africa, or many testimonies from Africa,
mm-hmm.
in which people say that essentially they're cured, they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that would be headline news, but that goes to show you the control that the Illuminati has over the media.
Right. Well, I'm thankful for my program. I focus in on positive things, and the goal of the program is to raise consciousness to make this planet a much better and happier place. And having people like you on my show, Tom, always is really an inspiration, because you're doing good work, and it's a selfless kind of thing. You know, the money's fine when it comes in, but if it doesn't, oh well, because your purpose is to make the planet a better place and eradicate diseases. So it's a different kind of business model. Well, I had Charlie Cardinal on. You'll be meeting him at the conference next month, Tom, and Charlie said that a study was done where people who give more and are service to others actually take in more money and are happier and healthier than those who are service to self and keep money and don't share as much with other people. Which
it's a shame. You know, a lot of people should listen to that. Those are words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Money in and of itself is a dead end. It's a futile pursuit in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to work. Live for money, for economic gain.
Right.
That's
the life. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have any other projects where you'll be healing people around the world as well? for you know, with your scalar technology. Like, for example, I was thinking the Hopi and maybe the Navajo in Arizona. That would be great if you could use your scalar program for their help too.
I believe that said, what we need to do, you and I need to go down to the reservation and to speak to the power of the Vega.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, I can put you in touch with the elders I know, and I know they'd be thrilled to meet you. We were able to get fundraise over $30,000 with the help of a wonderful lady in Idaho named Teresa. Teresa, thank you so much for your beautiful contribution. And the Clean Water Foundation, we talked about that in the air a week ago, but we're able to fundraise enough money to buy water filters. So now everybody on the Hopi Reservation is now getting clean water for the first time in many decades. I mean, it was awful. They were drinking like carcinogenic arsenic and uranium tainted water, and many of them were dying of cancer. But now that's a thing of the past, because they are getting the help they need. I'm sure they have other health issues as well, and I know that your scalar program would really help them, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely right, Ted. We're going to change the world, Ted. I love your attitude. Oh. And just for everybody in the listening audience, this man, Ted, he has a true heart of gold. He really cares, and he wants to change the world. So, Ted, we all appreciate your effort, what you're doing. Thank you. It's a lifelong effort on your part, and we acknowledge that.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's very sweet of you to say that. I appreciate the support. And for everyone listening today and all the light workers around the world, please know that you're not alone. You know, I got a call about a year and a half ago from a young man outside of Copenhagen in Denmark, out in a rural area. And he says, Ted, I need to talk to you. And I said, why? He says, I have no one to talk to out here. You know, I wanted to learn about things and learn about the world and make it a better place. But nobody seems to be interested in that. And I said, rest assured that more and more people are waking up, and we are getting closer and closer to shifting into the fourth and then fifth dimensions. So if you're listening today and you're out in an area where you can't really talk to anybody, send me an email. I'm happy to. I try to answer all my emails. So send me an email, and if you have any questions, my email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And if you'd like to try Tom's program, you can go to his website at www.scalarlight.com, and I know Tom will help you. Tom, we've got about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to tell you that so you can wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Okay. Well, once again, Ted, thank you. High praise for you, what you're doing, and how you're uniting mankind. And my final comment is, let's all change the world. I have a healing ministry. If you want to join this healing ministry, just reach out to me. I'll provide my phone number, area code 805-364-3051. We can eradicate pathogens, microbes in the body, and do so in a painless fashion. Hence, we can test and cure thousands of diseases. If that resonates with you, join our mission, part of our mission. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Well, one thing too, Tom, I know in your presentation you'll be providing scientific proof of how you've been able to help people, which is important for people to look at. If they're skeptical, please come to my conference, the Galactic Wisdom Conference. It'll be held April 12th, 13th, and 14th in Olympia, Washington. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The first day is free on Friday, April 12th. So even if you don't have any money, please come down. We would enjoy meeting you, and you can meet Tom and all the other fantastic healers. Tom, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Ted. Enjoy your weekend. God bless everybody.
Okay, thank you, Tom, so much. That was Tom Palladino, a fantastic energy healer. And I just want to tell everyone, you know, I don't know many people like Tom who devotes his time and resources to making the planet healthier. And what he does in his healing program, all you do is send in a picture, and he'll do 15 days of the treatment program. You can try it, see if you feel better, if it works. And then he is coming in person to my conference in Olympia, Washington, next month, and you'll have a chance to meet him there if you like. Now what I'd love to do, Eric, if you don't mind, if we could play the Japanese version of the water song, that'd be great. And then we'll be bringing on Judy Kelly during the next hour, one of America's best psychics. Please stay tuned, folks, for the next hour. Thank you so much for listening today.
Kanata ni hikari.